Hello! How are you, everybody? Welcome to Weeding Out the Stoned, the podcast. I'm Alex Grubard. I'm here today with our podcast engineer, Kieran Gannon. How you doing, Kieran?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And we are joined today by past guests of Weeding Out the Stoned live at Asylum NYC, Tom Farrell. How you doing, Tom?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Big T, what's up?
Chilling. Just happy to be here.
Hell yeah. And yeah, Tom, I'll tell you the game we generally do in these interviews. We're going to interview you. We're going to interrogate you about your life and your routines and all those sorts of things. And we are going to try and figure out the last time you smoked marijuana or had an edible. We're going to see if Kieran and I can figure it out.
All right.
So not to give away too much, this is an audio, but Tom is literally smoking on screen. So it's pretty, I think we're going to be able to get it. You know, yeah. We better have the seconds down if we're off by even an hour. Trying to hide it, he's having a coughing fit.
That was great.
You cough to get off. You know, the more I cough, the higher I get.
Hell yeah, dude. I feel you. That's great.
People look at you weird, but whatever.
So, Tom, real quick, let's get into that sort of stuff right away. You host, Big T on THC TV. Am I right? What's the you have a web series about?
Yeah, a cooking show, THC TV with Big T. I have my mom when she's around. She's a co-host guest. I have random comic. Whoever wants to come on, it's open invite. And we medicate all different kinds of food, some CBD also.
Heck yeah.
That's awesome.
Sick, man. Yeah, what's like your specialty, would you say?
We pick whatever the guest wants to cook, but a little bit of everything. Like, to be honest, like, we just did s'mores cookies, we did chicken franchise, taco lasagna, random, just anything we can medicate. You know what I mean?
Taco lasagna.
Yeah, we did that for Cinco de Mayo, you know?
That's like a perfect munchies food. I love that.
Wow.
It's a mind fuck because it's not supposed to taste like tacos. It looks like a lasagna. And it fucks with your head. Like, the first couple bites, like, where's the marinara? Where's the garlic? And it's like cumin or whatever it is.
That's awesome, man. So that's great. Yeah, how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it on and off like 3 years.
Sick.
Just dealing with different cameramen and editors, you know what I mean? Like, growing as the host, you know, which is always, you know, we're trying to find your footing. Like, I never did this. I cook to eat, you know, you're trying to be on and just, you have to prep everything, but it's fun, man. I'm just having fun with it. A silly show, you know, and we get super hot.
Do you make the food like on the show?
Yes. And as
so cool.
The host, producer, whatever I am, all the hats I wear, I got to, like, think about what we're making. Like, one time I had to make a pie beforehand, but you can't do that all the time. You know what I mean? So if I could buy the chopped up onions already, any little shortcuts without the integrity of the meal, because I want the genuine, like, the taste test to be so genuine, the way people are like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. You know what I mean? And like, I don't want to just, hey, we made this, wink, wink. No, we made and enjoyed it. You know what I mean? Like,
It's all part of it. I mean, it's just like you're crushing like munchy aspects and the edible aspects all at once. Yeah, that sounds delicious. Plus, I feel like it's so hard to know what to make with edibles. Everybody goes to like brownies for so long, but that feels so old fashioned at this point. It's what your grandma used for edibles, you know? Now you can just do whole meals, you know. I'm waiting for the day where you can just buy sticks of cannabis butter, you know. That's what I want.
There are all companies out there doing that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm even thinking about the next step. I was talking to someone like, I also have an edible company, Bake What Your Mama Gave You. And I'm cooking these cookies, right? But who needs a dozen cookies or who wants to wait for me to, at my schedule, to drop them off, you know?
Yeah.
Sell the tube of it or a tub of it. You know what I mean? Now you can just take a little Toll House or whatever company, whether it come individually, you can just bake your own little cookie at home. You don't have to wait for Big T, you know?
That's
so I'm thinking
idea.
About that in the future, you know?
Wow.
Love
and
that.
And even the sticks of butter.
Yeah, right. All that stuff is, yeah, totally viable. That's a great idea. The tub of cookie dough. I mean, everybody in the world is just going to eat that whole tub right at once.
Yeah.
Freak the fuck out. You know? Start reading Ken Kesey books all of a sudden, you know, but like from memory. Yeah, it's insane. Hell yeah, man. What were you gonna, you had something to say about that?
But like also even like the future, like people are on keto. This, my friend requests 4 sticks of coconut oil and I give it medicated and he makes coffee with it and uses that as the creamer or that's how he gets his edibles in through the coffee.
Yeah, I do that. That's the thing
coconut
I do. Well, I'll do like some can of butter or whatever edible kind of thing that I have that's like liquid and I'll mix coffee with it or mix that with coffee. I mean, you know, so I'll like have this kind of like buttery coffee thing, which is not bad either. The consistency of the coffee does change like a little bit, but it's not, doesn't ruin coffee or either. Like you were saying about like, you want to enjoy it still. I don't want to, I'm not just putting, you know, and brownie bits into the coffee. That would kind of fuck it up, I feel like. Although maybe it'll be all right. No. So yeah, Tom, tell us though, where are you from? Where do you begin? Where did the journey begin in general?
From Brooklyn and moved down to Rockaway when I was in like 6th grade. And just, I love it out here. And I know it's far Rockaway, it's far away from things, but I love the beach. It's a different, living in a beach community is just different, you know, and I just truly love it, but
yeah, that's awesome. Heck yeah, man. I listen to the Ramones song all the time.
Yeah.
I honestly do. It's like a magical punk rock place to me, you know, it's like, yeah.
That's a great song.
I think about it. Yeah.
That whole era, we moved down to like junior high school and it was the end of Rockaway Playland. There was like a little mini Coney Island over here. Because it used to be like a getaway for like rich people. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
For whatever reason. Not that, you know, I mean, back in the day, used to come out here and there was always like rumors of going into these like tunnels from the old Playland where they still had like all prizes and toys that they never took. And people always said it's like Super Nintendo's down there. And we're always supposed to cut and go down to these old tunnels where all these prizes were stored. There's always like a myth. And like that area, like at 98th Street, was the Ramones. You can get a rock at Rockaway Beach and Rockaway Playland. Like, it's all that area right there. So, like, when you said that, it took me right to Beach 98th Street. You know what I mean? Like, that's where the old Playland was, you know?
That's awesome. Wow. I love that. That's so sick. Yeah, that is such an interesting, like, New York kind of, you know, native New York culture and, like, you know, community where all those, like, island kind of communities, but, like, the southern ones off, you know, that are... Yeah, like Rockaway, there's, you know, obviously Coney. And there's a bunch of like random places over there, aren't there? You know, like things I can't even remember the name of. But yeah, like that just gets deep.
South Brooklyn, like Coney Island and Rockaway. And it's just Rockaway, like we could see Coney Island right across the water. Like if you look across from Coney Island, you see either ocean or to the left, you see Rockaway, like the end of the peninsula.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the complete opposite end from Montauk, which is at the end of Long Island. So those are the two points that are like probably the most southernest points in New York City, if I'm correct. Yeah.
Dude, so crazy. Yeah, that whole like broad channel area is kind of one thing I was thinking of. I don't know. Yeah, it's nuts, man. That's so crazy. Yeah, you love... I got family in Atlantic Beach. That's right across from you guys, right down the road.
Yeah, 20 minutes away. It's beautiful over there. Beautiful over there.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah, see that whole area? Man, sometimes like even just taking... I don't fly out of JFK very often, but when I go out there, I'm like, man, I love it out here. You're just even taking the train. It's like, you know, it just feels like you... It almost feels like... New England, yeah, but it's Long Island, you know. It feels like you're coming into Long Island. You're still in the city, but it's crazy, man. That's so cool. And yeah, you're still out there.
Yeah, I love it. I'm not going, even if there's another hurricane, like, I you fucking deal with it. You know what I mean? Hell. You fuck the insurance companies. You know what I mean? They fucking pay us our money, you scumbags.
Just gonna get the that Rockaway insurance. Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Well, that's sick. Yeah, crazy. Well, when did you start? And you're a comedian, of course. So when did you start doing the old stand-up?
I'm like 4.5 years in, about. I once I stopped drinking, I signed up for a class a couple of weeks later, like randomly, like smoking a joint before bed, you know, like the last one. And my friend was at some show. I clicked on the location. It was the pit. I clicked on that. And it was like all classes popped up. I said, and it was dark out, a couple of weeks of idle hands. I said, if I don't think I have to get my credit card, I'll sign up for this class. And I could use like Google, Apple Pay, like PayPal or whatever. I signed up. And then a couple of weeks later, you know, I asked him, when do we do open mics? And he's like, why aren't you? And then boom, I've been hooked.
That's great. I love that. That's such a thing too, where you noted something when you said, yeah, when I quit drinking, you know, where there is... People do not start doing stand up if there was not a big life change. You know, you have to like have. I dropped out of college, you know, and then it was like, what am I going to do? Started doing stand up, you know, and it's like that is how people start doing stand up. Sometimes if we're talking about when somebody started, I always go, what happened? You know, and it's just like you said, you know, some like life change, some sort of thing that you got to like kind of start expressing yourself in a different way. And just filling your time. I mean, obviously, it's a lifestyle. I'm not starting to rant about stand-up. But that's cool. You took a class at the pit. Was it the old pit or the newer pit? Not the loft.
It was like the old one, because it was like an offshoot of where the loft is, where we performed like our final show. You know, so
yeah.
We did the class somewhere else and then...
Oh, I see what you mean. Where they like probably do improv classes and stuff too. I took improv classes at the pit. Years ago
it was cool, you know. It got me doing open mics, you know.
Yeah,
at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, of course. I know what you mean. Yeah, I mean, like there were did you start trying to hit stuff in Rockaway, or you're just always going to the city anyway, like into Manhattan?
The Creek and the Key.
The Creek,
yeah. And RIP, but now it's in Austin, you know, of the Queens establishment. But like I must have been procrastinating and subconsciously wanting to do it. So I was like, yeah, I'll start a podcast. I was doing everything but stand up for whatever reason. And the girl at Sam Ash, when I went back to get something, she's like, Big J tried having a threesome with me at this place called the Creek in the Cave. And like, I had to Google it. Then I ended up there. And I don't remember the first night. I just know it was Michael Walsh. Shout out to Micah. That's my first, like, you remember those things, you know? Mm-hmm. Or maybe But the second time was when I ran into like a Mateo, and it was like an energy. It might've been a Friday night at the Creek, and it was just every kind of comic in person. And I'm like, this is it. This is comedy right now. You're seeing everything, you know, like it was one of those good nights at the Creek where a variety of different kind of people were there. It was awesome, you know?
Heck yeah, dude, the Creek. I love the Creek, you know, I mean, and I loved going there for years and stuff. It was, like that, like you're talking about, that Friday kind of community, Friday, Saturday night, when it's just like packed with people, they're in and out. You know, the turnover of that place was also crazy, like because it's these different shows and different time slots and different like levels, the basement, the outside, the showroom upstairs, the restaurant. It definitely had this really alive, vibrant, you know, it was like an ant hill or something, you know, a beehive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just crazy. A lot of stuff going on. Yeah, and I mean, a lot of mics there. Obviously, people crushed open mics at the Creek like crazy. I wonder how many open mics there could have possibly been in the end. You know, if you tried to do the math, it would be the thousands, thousands of open mics happened at this one venue between, you know, whatever, 2007 and 2020 or whatever. Yeah, but now, I mean, it's obviously thriving in Austin. Shout out to Rebecca Trent, doing great stuff.
Yep,
super cool. You know, I wonder, nothing's in her old location, that old spot though. I wonder if that is going to become some sort of restaurant or music venue or something, you know, because you know, they have the infrastructure. You'd think somebody would want to rent it out. Who the heck knows? I don't know. New York City. Well, yeah, man, what are some of your favorite spots that you started hitting? Was there anything in Far Rockaway? Like, I guess I'm super curious if, like, there was anything out there. I was trying to throw something once out there, actually, because I was running a show at Rockaway Brewing Company out in Long Island City. They have a tap room, but they also have a bigger, you know, brewery in Rockaway. But I have never been there. We were kind of talking about trying to throw something outdoors there. You know, a couple of years ago, whatever it was, a few years ago. So, yeah, it's like a interesting idea. I'm sure somebody's throwing shows up there. But yeah, I was just kind of wondering if there's like any bit of a scene or something like that. I don't know.
I was actually there Wednesday because I seen they were having a show there. There was a couple of people I know on the lineup, Matt Vita, Scott Holt, Sean Wickens from the Stoner Morning Show. And I was like, no, let me go support. You know, I eat my edible, showing it. Hey, I eat my edible when I get off stage. I'm here not looking for a spot. I'm coming locally, see what you guys are doing over here. And gave me a spot, and it was an awesome show. They had some bud, some CBD, like, tables set up. And the people were so, like, super cool with me, and we're going to work together going forward. Because there was no scene, and I'm still trying to make it, you know, a scene out here. We have random shows, like, in the summer, at one of the bars over here. They gave me every Tuesday before Labor Day. And this year, the owner wanted Mark Norman and Ryan Reese, like, I mean, well-known comics, and it was just an awesome show, and that one's growing, but that's like a once-a-year thing. But I had other shows at different bars, and for whatever reason, the shows were good, but the venues, you can't get into the business owner's mind, and I'm like, hey, I'll bring the show, just give me the venue, and it still didn't work out, but I'm still trying. We're going to get it going. I had one on my roof here at two rooftops. I had a pizza maker on one side. Show on the other.
Yeah. That's nuts.
It was a hindsight super fire hazardy.
yeah.
But we also, with the pandemic, we had some shows in like a farmer's market parking lot, and then also on the bay with across the water, looking at Coney Island, sunset and comedy. There's like 100 people on the beach, and like Kirsten's there. Me and Alex saw each other last night at a show where Alex crushed, by the way, and I'm not mincing words. Kirsten was on that show. We were talking about, you're never going to be able to replicate it. It was so perfect. And like the picture with the stage, and someone just randomly placed a jet ski on the water, like the shoreline, like just like you couldn't, everything was perfect, drone shots, and we're gonna try to do that again, like just beach shows, just anywhere, anywhere you can set up a show.
Yeah, that's great, man. It sounds like there's a lot going on. You're throwing a ton of stuff, got all sorts of ideas and stuff. You know, that pizza rooftop fire hazard show sounds pretty dope, but I know it's kind of hard to do, maybe less than once a year. But no, you got that, a ton of stuff going on, man. It sounds like you're doing it. That's great. I love it. I love I like the idea of a scene and like, yeah, Rockaway. Like I was saying, like in this community, such a specific kind of New York community. Very cool. Very unique. Why wouldn't there be this own kind of like artistic scene? Just like that's what stand-up is or whatever. You know, arts and crafts, whatever you want to say. Yeah, man. When did you start smoking, though? That's what I want to know. Was it on 58 Beach? Was it where was it?
No. It was around like 7th or 8th grade, because I didn't smoke while I lived in Brooklyn. I was causing trouble, like an idiot. But I remember I had the second version. I hope I'm not aging myself here. I'm probably a little older than you guys. The second version of the starter jacket, they had the zip up original, and then the pullovers came out. And I remember I had an Alabama pullover. My mom borrowed my jacket. And I remember I took it out to go out that night, and she left joints in my jacket. And at first, oh, shoot, my mom smokes weed. You're a little take it back. But then you're like, no, we got weed. Yeah. it was either 7th or 8th grade, and I haven't looked back since.
That's great. Nice. That's hilarious, man. Yeah, you got a preferred thing. You do edibles. You smoke J's, like, you know, or you're ever packing a bowl or a bong or anything like that?
My friend just got me this cool silicone Batman comic bong. And I'm not even a comic person like that, but I appreciate it. It's just a cool bong. And so I'm getting back into ripping like the bong and stuff. But for the most part, it's raw cones, edibles. And for someone that consumes this much, you'd think I would sleep good. I sleep horribly. And I was like, when did I used to sleep better? I was like, oh, when I used to smoke fucking 6 Cannon Dutchmaster blunts, like as much weed as I could fit in there. So recently, I've been getting 4 packs of vanillas and just fucking rolling cannons, like throwback, like once.
Wow. You know, nice.
People are like, you're using the outside leaf? Like, yeah, I got like fucking 3 grams in there. I need that to shut. You know what I mean? Like, I'm rolling legit cigars over here.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. All right. Yeah, interesting. That's so crazy, man. I love it. Roll it in and to go to sleep. Hell yeah, dude. There's nothing like a blunt, though, man. I love I fucking love a blunt. Super crazy. Yeah, man. Those are the crazy. I mean, I just kind of roll my little pinners all the time. That's kind of what I do. But everybody knows that. Yeah, man. So, yeah, cool. So, I don't know. Tell us some more about, just smoking growing up and, I guess, do you have a medical marijuana card? I was wondering that, actually. Just because you always say medicated.
That medicated, of course, when I first started doing the cooking show, I'd run into people. That's, my catch line, hey, chicken brain cheese, medicated, of course. And it just happened organically and running into people hey, big team, medicated, of course. And I'm like, this has a little bit of legs. It is medicated, you know what I mean? And then I would be sick and the world would be sick of me if I wasn't medicated. So it's truthful there. But fuck, what were we just talking about?
Well, yeah, man, I was asking if you had a medical card.
Oh, yeah. I used to work for UPS and I got hurt. And one of the things that it got me was the weed card. And I'm like, this is the safety net that I've been looking for. I'm carrying around a fake piss all the time, but then I get into an accident. You know what I mean? Now I got this card and it was a safety net. But I got it at just a couple of years ago. So now as things changed, you have it, but we don't even, it's legal in New York.
You got to re-up on the card?
I never even went there. I've been selling weed since the 90s. I'm full disclosure, man. I don't care. I used to sell felonies and fucking get arrested all the time. Weed is the least of my fucking worries.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, man. Well, I'm curious. I guess, you seem like, with the medicated stuff, it's funny that you got it as a safety net. It's good, but you never had to use it to get weed or use it as a safety net, it sounds like.
I never. Never use. I try to smoke the best weed, man. Whatever they have there, you're not gonna beat my price or the THC levels. fuck you, big. And know what? To be honest, listen. The edibles. I try to make it strong as possible. You know what I mean? As much as I could with profitability, whatever. But big brother stepping in. You know what I mean? I need a 300 milligram cookie. No, that's too much. 100 milligrams. So now I got to eat 3 cookies. That's more sugar. That's diabetes. You fucking scumbag.
Man, that is a great point.
So I don't even want to be involved with them. You know what I mean? Go to your little shop. And listen, it's a beautiful thing. Our people have been persecuted for me personally since at least the 80s. You know what I mean? To be able to go to a store or a medical shop and get it. Yes, that's awesome. But for me personally, it's not. Maybe it's just the occupational disobedience disorder that one of my ex-girlfriends diagnosed me with that episode. I don't know. I'm just against some things.
I understand exactly what you're saying. That all the insignificant rules that they're now placing in all these laws, like you just said, the 100 milligram cookie thing, they're worried about, what is that for? They're worried about somebody ODing on weed. It's impossible. You know, it's take smaller portions, make that kind of a guide or whatever the heck that you're actually is going to be effective for. But yeah. And then there's all these other things of like in Jersey, they were didn't get it done for so long. Cause they were we're going to expunge everybody up to 5 pounds of a felony. And some people were no, not 5. And you're what's the fucking, who cares if it's 5 or 40 or 1, you know, what is the, if it's legal, it's fucking legal, you know, that kind of stuff. They get caught up on these dumb regulations that a lot of them are totally meaningless. The milligram thing is the fact that you can't go above a certain number. You can have a lot of places with home grow. It's you can have 2 mature plants, but you can have 3 seedlings. And it's guess what? It's a plant. Not everything gets mature. Not everything does everything in the exact way that you want it to happen. So anyway, goddamn them.
How you said with stupid regulations with the 100 milligrams, but I think, don't quote the numbers on me, but I think you can have, you said, up to 5 pounds now. It's whoa, I appreciate the legality of it, but who the fuck needs 5 pounds a week?
Exactly. How many people is that affecting? you know, oh, not everybody with 5 pounds. Like 10 people probably have been caught with 5 pounds on them in the last 10 years. You know what I mean? I mean, who the hell knows? I don't know. Who's to say? But it's still like the idea that you would have 5 pounds and like at least nothing else. You know, you wouldn't have a fucking machine gun laying around or something too, or whatever, or some 8 ball, you know, that it would just be, you know, I'm doing crazy pounds of weed at selling that, but I got nothing else going on. I'm not protecting it, you know, I'm not doing anything. So anyway, let's get down to it, I guess. Cause this is going to be a tough one, you know, Kieran, I'll let you go first. When do you think the last time Tom smoked weed was?
So, I've been keeping notes actually. And, I've noted the last time was 3:47. So it was about 5 minutes ago.
So I also noted that time, but I'm going to tell you, I noted it as 3:46 somehow. So, you know, it's tough because I feel like you only took one hit, but maybe you took multiple hits. I don't know. Or clocks.
I saw a couple of hits. I saw a couple of hits.
There you go. We're pretty close. Do you remember the time before that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. 3:44.
Yeah.
And before that, it was 3:40.
There, yeah. Right. Yeah, that 3:45. And then the second hit, I was like, ooh, we might catch each other. One of us might not get that. But I think we're pretty on the nose. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say
we got a tie this week.
Yeah, I'm going to say we both tied for first place on this episode. Well, Tom, tell us where people can find you, you know?
On my Instagram, big tits, big pics with a C. And from there, you can go, it leads you to THC TV, the Big T Show, Big Which Mama Gave You, all my companies and other shows. So everything Big T on YouTube has all my videos there. And yeah, that's, you can find me in Rockaway or hitting open mics all over the city.
Awesome. Hell yeah, dude. Kieran, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Kieran Gannon, KIERANGANNON. Let me know if you have any questions about making a podcast.
Hell yeah. You can find me at Alex Grubard on all social media, alexgrubard.com for upcoming shows. I've got an album out, Let Me Teach You How to Distill Gin, on Helium Comedy Records. Check that out. And Weeding Out the Stoned has shows this weekend, Saturday, December 11th, 2021, at Smod Castle in Leonardo, New Jersey, Kevin Smith's Smod Castle. It is the same strip mall that Clerks was filmed at, so definitely come on out to those. Those are going to be a blast. And we've got other upcoming shows. Check out live.weedingoutthestone.com for shows and all sorts of stuff. We've got clips on YouTube, all that great stuff, at Weeding Out the Stone on Instagram, at Weeding Stoned on Twitter. And yeah, thanks so much for listening, guys. Tom, thanks so much for being here. And we'll see you guys next time. Stay hopeful out there. Peace. All these people standing around, standing in a circle laughing way too loud.